Too much tilling is overtill. Or is that overkill? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Dr. Ann Kennedy is a soil scientist, soil microbiologist with the USDA in Pullman, Washington, and also serves as an adjunct scientist in the Department of Crop and Soil Sciences at Washington State University. She says if you want to increase your soil's organic matter, you need to reduce the number of tillage passes that you make in a field. Kennedy said in a dryland, summer fallow region like Lind, Washington, there used to be 2% organic matter down to 6 inches. But now in some cases, there's only half of 1% organic matter left in the soil, which is not enough to provide adequate plant nutrition.
So we need to do something about reducing our tillage passes so that we build up the organic matter levels. We can disturb the soil a certain amount. We don't necessarily need to go totally no-till to build up organic matter. We can use a two-pass system, a one-pass system, maybe even a three-pass system, and we'll still get, over time, and it takes a long time, we'll get organic matter buildup, and that's extremely important for our soils so that they continue to grow these wonderful crops that we grow around here.
I learned that tillage mixes the residue with the soil and the decomposition microbes go on a feeding frenzy.
Instead of slowly digesting it into organic matter, they actually give off too much CO2, and more of the carbon in that residue goes up in the air instead of into the soil. We want to keep the microbes happy, but we don't want them to pig out on all that wonderful residue.
Yes, you want to keep your microbes in shape.
Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.